Lancelot handed the key to Annie.
She and Jack looked at it closely. Then Annie hung it around her neck. When she turned back, all the knights were fast asleep.
"Sweet dreams," Annie said gently. "You guys need a long nap."
Jack and Annie stood up. "I think we have all our gifts now," Jack said, "but I better make sure." He hurried to get his backpack. It was lying in the grass near the knight's swords. He pulled out his notebook and read the second rhyme. "Four gifts you will need, the first from me, then a cup, a compass, and finally a key."
"Great," said Annie. "We got the cloak from the Christmas knight and the other three gifts from them. This quest is really easy."
Jack shook his head. "It's not over yet," he said. "We still have to find the cauldron with the water of memory and imagination."
"We'll find it," said Annie. "Read the third rhyme."
Jack looked in his notebook and read the third rhyme aloud. "If you survive to complete your quest, the secret door lies to the west."
"No problem," said Annie. "We survived the guards and the dance. Now the compass can show us how to go west, and the key will unlock the secret door, and we'll fill the cup with water from the cauldron. See, it's all easy."
Jack still felt worried. A little too easy, he thought.
"What are we waiting for?" said Annie. "Let's go."
Jack looked down at the compass. "Okay," he said. "The pointer's pointing north, so west must be that way." He pointed left toward a thicket of bushes and small trees.
"Great," said Annie. "Here, carry the cup in your pack."
Jack put his notebook and the silver cup into his pack. Then he and Annie started into the thicket. They ducked under branches and pushed past bushes. Thorns scraped their hands. Twigs snapped against their faces. Jack kept checking the compass. Could they really be searching in the right place, he wondered? What kind of door would they find in a tangled thicket?
"Listen," said Annie. "It's so quiet now."
The thicket had grown eerily silent. No birds called from the bushes. No music could be heard in the distance. Jack checked the compass once more.
"It says we're still going west," he said. "I just hope this thing works."
"It works," Annie said softly. "Look."
Annie was holding back a leafy branch. She pointed to a rocky hillside beyond the thicket. Halfway up the hillside was a ledge. Between two giant boulders on the ledge was a shining glass door.